تفضل سابرينا.
Ahmad Soublaban spent his entire life in this ancient stone apartment in the Muslim quarter of Jerusalem's old city.
I were living here before, but I have been evicted.
The Palestinian father lost a decades-long struggle. The Israeli court declared that the house belongs to Jewish people who had lost it during the Arab-Israeli War in 1948. Then Ahmad was expelled in February, leaving behind his old parents, who got a 10-year deferment.
My children have been raised in a house where their grandmother and the grandfather located with them all the time. They are taking care of them, and right now my mother and my father, for the first time in their life, living here alone.
Every visit, Ahmad pulls the curtains to see the Golden Dome of the Rock, located on the holiest site in Judaism, the Temple Mount.
If you look from my window here, you're going to see the Dome of the Rock. This is their goal. This is why this property, it's very important for them, and this is why they fight for it around 4 years in the courts.
One day, somebody drilled 7 big holes in the wall of the children's room. Ahmad saw this as a threat. The Soublaban's house is surrounded by Jewish families. In the street, he bumped into a group of settlers.
One of the main implements that they're trying to change and to do here are putting settlers and settlements spots inside the Muslim and the Christian quarter.
And we can hear them now.
We are hearing some of the settlers who are singing Jewish songs inside the Muslim quarter, where they are trying to give a message here that we are located here, we are present here, we are having the sovereignty.
But the Israeli sovereignty over the old city in East Jerusalem has never been recognized by the international community since the Six-Day War. 50 years later, it's still considered an occupied territory. This doesn't stop the Israeli Jewish organization Ateret Kohanim from taking control of buildings in the old city. There are 2 main mechanisms which allow them to do so. Palestinians are evicted by court, or rich donors buy houses for religious families. And Ateret Kohanim facilitates these transactions, explains the director Daniel Luria.
Arabs want to sell, Jews want to buy. You could define it as simple real estate, but it has a lot of political ramifications. We're not silly. There are individuals around the world who want a piece of the rock, who want a piece of this heart of Jerusalem. And so in some ways, maybe we help facilitate that. And that's the focus of the work of Ateret Kohanim, bringing that Jewish life back to this heart of Jerusalem.
Ateret Kohanim also builds yeshivot, in Hebrew, centers for religious studies. The settlers want to create a Jewish majority in the old city.
So why am I a settler? The Jews living here shouldn't be looked upon as some foreign entity. If there's anyone who is a foreign entity here, they are the illegal Arabs. So a Jew can't be an illegal occupier of his own land. It's impossible.
But still it's considered as an occupied territory according to international law.
I don't care what international law says, because we have Israeli law, we have God's law, but we've got enough to back us up that we're not doing anything wrong whatsoever.
In the Christian quarter, this Palestinian shopkeeper, who prefers to be unnamed, has seen families pressured by settlers to sell their properties.
So if they don't want to sell their houses and real estate, they will harass them, they will annoy them every day, they will kick them out by force, in any mean, because they think they are the kings of the world.
And so, in the old city, which is only 1 square kilometer, tensions are high. In the last 50 years, 1,000 Jewish people have settled in the Arab quarters under the protection of private guards with guns. A price to pay for what they call their right of return to the heart of Jerusalem, as it is written in black and white in the Bible. Sabrina Mir, RFI, Jerusalem.